And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
When last we left Mark Maron, Blanche had proven that the document linking George Bush to Osama bin Laden was a fake, and that secret agent Henriette Mantell might be the one who faked it.
Mark, what's wrong? What did Blanche say?
I'll tell you back at your apartment. Let's move.
All right, we're here. Are you going to tell me now?
Man, you drive like a maniac. It took like 2 seconds to get here. How the hell do you still have a license?
What are you doing?
I'm booting up your computer. Relax, dollface. You look more jittery than Bush reading his poll numbers.
But why? Maybe I can find what you're looking for.
Don't move a muscle, sweet cheeks. The party's over. The jig is up. The fish is in the fryer and the dew's on the corn. The clown's sweeping out the circus tent and...
It's all over when the fat lady sings?
I try to avoid that one.
Oh. Oh.
Lady, you're more exposed than James Gannon's old website picture.
Good analogy.
Thanks, man. I know what you're looking for, Mark. The fake memo she wrote. Time to come clean, Pam Hoagland of Sweetwater, Texas.
Pam Hoagland? Wait, I found it. The memo between Bush and bin Laden. You faked it on this computer. And the worst part is you put it in a folder labeled Mark Dumbass. You'd think you would have at least picked Mark Moron. You know, Mark Maron, Mark Moron. Seriously, it works a lot better.
Damn you.
I had my suspicions about Ms. Hoagland myself, so I did a little investigating of my own. Turns out she's not an agent at all. She's part of the Bush conservative neocon death cult.
Can I use that?
It's all yours, buddy. She had us all fooled. Well, almost all of us.
Bitch, we had a spa day together and everything. I even paid. I want those towels.
Barbara Boxer, how many people have the keys to this place?
The Bush neocon death cult was just using you as a pawn, Mark. They wanted you to go public with that story about bin Laden and Bush being linked. Over and above, their families doing oil business together for years, and Bush flying bin Laden's relatives out of the country after 9/11, and, of course, Bush Sr.'s membership in the Carlyle Group, along with members of the Saudi royal family who've been accused of financing the Taliban.
If you published that letter, it would have made the left look like a bunch of crackpots and paranoid idiots. That's just what they wanted. It's called getting rathered. And even worse, it would have obscured the one thing Bush could never have revealed. What's really going on with him and bin Laden?
All right, everybody out. You can't do a thing to me. You can't arrest someone for trying to make a fool out of somebody, or else Monica Lewinsky would be doing hard time.
Hey, now.
Beat it, Maron. And as far as the two of you are concerned, Heil Bush! Heil Bush!
I'm taking those spa towels.
So was it all just business between you and me?
Let's put it this way, Mark. My girlfriend and I had a good laugh about it.
You mean you were gay and you slept with me?
No, that happened afterward. Right afterward.
That's cold.
All right, nobody move.
Bernie Carrick! Did they just leave the door to this place wide open? What are you doing here, Carrick?
Y'all know too much, and I haven't been in a scene in months.
That's because you're old news, Carrick. Drop it, or I'll fill you full of more lead than a New Jersey river under new EPA guidelines.
Colin Powell!
Mark, Bill, Barbara, get out of here. I'll deal with these two.
You bet your life I'll get out of here. I'm getting claustrophobic.
Come on, Mark. Let's go get some tasty cakes.
I don't think so, Bubba. I'm tired of dancing around this thing. You know all the hiding places in the White House. I want to get up close to the man.
What plan does Mark have in mind? How did Bill Clinton just happen to turn up at that apartment? Or Barbara Boxer? Or Colin Powell? And refresh my memory. Who was Bernie Carrick again? Find out next time when we hear Bernie Carrick tell Pam Hoagland.
How would you like to do something kinky with a former nominee for Homeland Security Chief?
How would you like a lesbian to throw up on your shoes?
So that's a yes?
That's next time on
The Shadow Government.
And stay tuned later for the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of Mark Maron, Advice Columnist.
Our next letter says, Dear Mark, I'm desperately, desperately lonely. People at my job take me for granted. None of them realize that deep down, I just want someone to hold me in their arms and tell me I'm beautiful. What am I to do? And it's signed, New York Confidential. but the return address says Wayne Gilman.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mark. I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Beautiful? You want someone to call you beautiful?
Shut up, Riley.
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.